58.
You're in the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So they say two times a charm, three times a charm. Let me tell you, what you're hearing now is the second cut or version of the introduction to this week's episode of the Paracast with Gene Steinberg and Chris O'Brien. And the reason you're hearing it this way and not the original way is not because we didn't think the original discussion was good. We thought it was a great discussion. The fact is that something strange happened to the recording. Chris's voice could not be heard.
Yep. I guess the universe is editing me.
Well, you're trying to be a trickster.
No, I don't have to try. It kind of comes with my territory, I guess, or something.
So what do you think? 2011, this is our first show for 2012. What do you think were the most important developments, if any, in the field of paranormal research? It could be UFOs. It could be other paranormal phenomena. It could even be cryptozoology. What do you think? Any really big developments?
Surprisingly, actually, Gene, nothing really springs to mind. I think some of the UFO activity in, you know, the Kansas City, sort of St. Louis area is notable. We've had quite a bit of activity there. And also, it seems California is really kind of leading the nation with sighting events. And I think that that's also interesting that you should have a place like the Kansas area, right in the center of the country, experiencing such high levels of sighting activity. Of course, maybe our tax dollars at work are in play. But I think it's going to be interesting to see how the sighting events unfold over, you know, this coming year, and whether we do see return to some of the levels of activity in the Rocky Mountains, which I think have been fairly quiet. And normally the Rockies tend to sort of lead the way in sighting activity, but not in 2011. So I guess we'll have to kind of wait and see. And also, I think the 2012 Mayan calendar furor is going to make some interesting copy here in the coming year, but we'll have to reserve judgment on that. Maybe get a couple of shows talking about the folly that the media is perpetrating on everybody concerning this upcoming winter solstice in a year. But it's gonna get a lot more interesting before it gets any more dull, Gene.
I want to ask you about that. Okay, the folly the media is responsible for about 2012 and the Mayan calendar. How about the Reader's Digest version? And we'll discuss this in more detail in future shows.
Well, again, it's, you know, it's like freaking out because you remember how our cars used to have analog odometers and they click over at like 999 or 99,000, they click over to back to zero. That's basically what's going on with three of the Mayan calendars. There's about 60 calendars, 19 important calendars that the Maya devised. And the long count calendar, which is a 26,000-year cycle, is clicking over. And that's the indication that our solar system has gone completely around the galaxy. And there's the Khatun and the Bakhtun, which is a 52-year cycle and I think a 3,200-year cycle. These are all ending. These cycles are ending and going into a whole new cycle. The way the media makes it sound, there's one Mayan calendar and it ends. And that's like saying our calendar ends. And calendars don't end. They just cycle through. And this is an important time period, I think. The Maya did recognize that. Whether we're going to have to move above 4,000 feet or 4,500 feet, as some people are saying, or whether the world's going to, you know, have really nasty events occur, that remains to be seen. It wouldn't surprise me the way things are going, but I think the media is doing the whole subject a disservice by promoting this whole kind of doom and gloom scenario that I don't think is accurate.
Well, you know, what makes things more difficult here is the fact that once something gets started in the media, the meme of the month it's very difficult, sometimes impossible, to change things.
Yeah. Yeah, and people are so, they're so inured by their televisions that they don't take the time to do their own research and get the facts. I mean, I was watching the History Channel, I think about 4 or 5 years ago, and you know, you'd think the History Channel would get basic facts right. They made the statement that the Maya, who went extinct in the 1300s, it's like, you know, they don't mention that the Maya are the largest group of indigenous Americans. There's like 3.5 or 4 million Maya, I think, at last count. And they made it sound like the Maya are an extinct people.
How do they react to this being told they're extinct?
Well, Don Alejandro, who is one of the real Guatemalan timekeepers, he's the real deal. He came to Sedona and spoke a couple of years back. And I just out of curiosity, I went to the event and he got up there and he was really funny through an interpreter. He says, you know, white boys think you've got the whole Mayan thing all figured out and you don't have a clue. He said this whole, you know, end of these cycles in the Mayan calendars, it's not a particular date when anything's going to happen. It could happen right now. It could happen in 5 minutes. It could happen tomorrow, next week. We're in that time period where significant change is going to occur on the planet. You just have to be ready for it. And he said something very cryptic to me, which sounded cryptic to me, and it's also echoed by the Hopi, who have a very similar admonishment to people, and that is, if one day you wake up and the sun doesn't come up, lock your doors, shut your curtains, lock your windows, and no matter who comes to your door, do not open it. And I found that very interesting, that the Maya and the Hopi, and in this case, two elders from these particular cultures, are echoing each other and saying that virtually the same exact thing. I find that very interesting.
Well, it's kind of a fatalistic kind of thing. Like, if the world is going to end, well, it's over. Just make your plans if you're still around to see the final stages of it.
I guess. I'm the eternal optimist, so I'm helping fill the glass. Forget the half empty, half full stuff. The glass will be full, and I prefer if I have to buy into a scenario, well, you know, either doom or gloom or transformation. I'm helping transform myself and everybody else already. So,
speaking of transformation, we have a transformative guest this week, returning to our show, Rosemary Ellen Guiley. What does she have for us this time?
Well, Rosemary is one of my favorite investigators in the field. She's a prolific author. She's written over 50 books, including 6 encyclopedias. I had the distinct pleasure and honor of having her accompany me on a trip to the San Luis Valley in the spring. She is a top-notch professional in the field. I learned a lot from her. Her latest book is called Rosemary Ellen Guiley's Pocket Dream Dictionary, and we're going to have a lot of fun talking about dream interpretation. There's over 600 terms in her dictionary. She's already written several books on dreams and was a board, I think a board member, one of the board of directors of an association of dream investigators, or she'll tell us about that. I'm not sure what the actual organization's name is, but she is one of my favorite people in the field. She's really grounded, has helped many, many people who have had tremendously life-changing experiences related to the paranormal, and this is really going to be a fascinating talk.
Definitely, when it gets down to dreams, it's something that I haven't really thought much about. I mean, involved in paranormal research, involved in reading about this stuff, but I haven't really looked at my own dreams to see whether the ones that seem to occur over and over have any specific meaning. You know, maybe I'll think about it real carefully, whether I should disclose any of those dreams in the course of the show. It doesn't mean I've had some really oddball paranormal experiences or that anything I say should be taken as more than just an anecdote here and there, but I might present a few. Do you think you can handle it? Can you handle the truth?
Well, this will be interesting. Gene, you're pretty close to the vest with a lot of things, so it'll be interesting to hear what you have to say about your dream life.
My vest? Yeah, let me look at my vest. No, I'm not wearing my vest today. All right. For our first show of 2012, we have Rosemary Ellen Guiley coming up next on
The Paracast.
Thank you.
As you know, the PowerCast is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 85,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers. For our listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their service, such as Steve Jobs, the best-selling authorized biography from Walter Isaacson. For that free audiobook, go to audiblepodcast.com/PowerCast. That's audiblepodcast.com/PowerCast. So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out, iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
Back with the Paracast is Rosemary Ellen Guiley. It says on her website, visionaryliving.com, at the crossroads of time, space, and infinity, which kind of mirrors what we're doing at the Paracast, trying to find the signal with all that noise. You're listening to Gene and Chris. Rosemary, welcome back. So glad to have you again.
Well, thank you, Gene and Chris. I'm delighted to be back on the Paracast. It's a great show, and I know we're going to talk about some very interesting topics tonight.
Well, one of the things that Chris was mentioning, you have a new book on dream interpretation. You know, give me the basics here.
I've been fascinated by the big meaning of dreams my entire life, and I have kept a dream journal. I've written several books on understanding your dreams, especially from a spiritual perspective. Our dreams tell us about our concerns and our emotions and how we feel we're doing in life. They reflect back a lot of our concerns about what we're dealing with in waking life, but they also have a bigger component. They speak to us on a spiritual level. Many of them are paranormal, and we also can have extraordinary experiences in dreams where we are literally in another dimensional reality.
So it's almost like traveling from here to there, but as far as your consciousness is concerned, you're asleep.
That's right. I think that we have experiences during dreaming that are either impossible or more difficult for us to have during waking consciousness when we're engaged in the physical reality. Now, the ancients knew this. Ancient cultures had a great appreciation for dreams and the ability of dreams to enable human beings to access the realm of the gods. Plato called dreams the between state, literally a place where the human consciousness would go during sleep to have interaction with the dead and the gods. This tradition has been passed on down through the centuries and is part of our dream work today. Now, dreams have sort of come and gone out of fashion a number of times in Western culture over the centuries. They have been downplayed in Christianity. There have always been doubts about dreams and in terms of do they speak the truth or not. Dreams have been considered to be imaginary, fanciful, dealing with sexual issues, but dreams regained importance in the Western culture in the late 1800s with the development of psychotherapy and the emerging discipline of psychology. And Sigmund Freud was the great pioneer there. He considered dreams to be the royal road to the unconscious. However, he looked at them as largely expressing repressed emotions and especially having to do with sexual issues. Now, his most important pupil was Carl Jung, and Jung took dreams to another level. He was truly a mystic. He understood the deep spiritual meaning of dreams, and he used a lot of his own dreaming experiences as a springboard for how he developed his psychology around dreams. Dreams to him were full of archetypes, which speak to human beings on a universal level. This gets back to what the ancients and Plato talked about in terms of the between state. And he developed this approach to dreams in a much different way from Freud, and that's really a major component of our dream work today. Dreams that deal with our waking life issues and also our spiritual issues, things that we deal with in our life journey and our concepts of ourselves as souls and in the big cosmic picture.
But I think the sense is here, do dreams present some other parallel reality? And how do you demonstrate that's the case?
Well, dreams are subjective. The only person who can truly interpret a dream is the dreamer himself. Other people can suggest meanings. Dream dictionaries are valuable starting points because they deal with a lot of common symbols that seem to have universal meanings to most people. But our dreams are about us in very unique ways. They mirror the context of our lives, our personal beliefs, which are shaped by our own experiences, our culture, our background, our religion, our family life. And so they're really unique to the individual. But there are common patterns in dreaming that have been documented throughout the ages, and they have to do with our encounters. These are big dreams where people say that they're not really certain that they're dreaming. They feel like they're having a real experience. And I think that this is the case, that there is something about dreaming consciousness that opens us up to another reality, another dimension, and we have a breakthrough experience. We have real meetings with the dead. We have encounters with aliens. with alien beings. We have encounters with spirit guides and teachers, angels, even demons. All of these things are possible in states of dreaming.
Now, the question I think that raises, Rosemary, forgive me for interrupting you,
sure,
is the reality of this. Are you actually physically going to this other reality or dimension or whatever, or are you briefly living someone else's life?
I believe that in many cases we are actually in another dimensional reality. Much the same way in an astral projection going out of body, we have the capability of projecting into another dimension for a different kind of experience. All of this, of course, is very hard to document scientifically because dreams really can't be replicated in a laboratory. About the only thing science has been able to study concerning dreams are some statistical evidence about precognition in dreams and also telepathy in dreams. But the spiritual experience is something that really depends on interpretation. It is subjective interpretation, but the patterns are very common throughout history that human beings have had certain kinds of dream experiences that seem to be other dimensional and are fairly consistent in characteristics over the centuries.
One thing that I've noticed recently is some articles looking at brain science and the fact that scientists are now studying dream subjects and mapping the patterning of synaptic activity in the brain. And from what I can gather, certain types of dreams tend to create certain synaptic pathways. And if this is true, then there may be some ability at some point to start mapping dreams and interpreting them in a hard scientific way in terms of how the brain actually functions. One thing I wanted to ask you, Rosemary, is how about reoccurring dreams and dreams that seem to have a progression? Like I have a series of dreamscapes that are pretty easy for me to identify now. They seem to have a very similar kind of feel in terms of the topography of the dreamscape.
And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this, what you're going to hear now, is not a dreamscape. If you have a comment or a question about the Paracast, why don't you send us a note, news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com, or give us a tweet at The Paracast on Twitter, at The Paracast. You're listening to Gene and Chris with Rosemary Ellen Guiley. You're in
The Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When it comes to running a successful business, there are many things you have to get right. But one thing is often overlooked, and that's protecting the data that powers your business. Computers, servers, external hard drives, and even tape backups are vulnerable to failure. In the U.S. alone, over 140,000 hard drives fail each and every week. According to one study, only 7% of companies that lose their data centers for 10 days or more survive beyond the year. So I want to tell you about our friends at Mosey, the most trusted name in online backup. Give our friends at Mosey a call. They've been doing this for a long time and run the most secure, most trusted online backup service. Right now, you could save 15% by using the promo code PODCAST15. That's PODCAST15. Call 877-669-9776. That's 877-669-9776. Or visit MoseyPro.com. That's MozyPro.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
Wouldn't you know it, neighbors, every time Chris begins a long monologue about something with an extensive question, we end up having to do that break. On the Paracast with Gene and Chris, Rosemary Ellen Guiley. Chris, you want to pick up on that thread?
Well, yeah, in other words, the whole idea of a particular setting that a reoccurring dream occurs in, and not, you know, what I'm trying to describe is not necessarily a reoccurring dream, but it's a reoccurring sort of place. Which for many years I didn't experience this, but for the past 5 or 6 years, I've had three pretty identifiable kind of feels and looks to dreams, and they're all in color. Most of my dreams are not in color. What do we know about this? Is there any way to kind of, I don't know, sort of quantify this somehow?
Recurring dreams often have to do with things in life that aren't being resolved. And when they are resolved, the recurring dreams stop. Many of these are anxiety dreams. But sometimes we have big dreams where we do feel like we're in another extraordinary place. It might be an unearthly landscape or something very different. The dreams have a different feel to them, a different emotional tone. We might be lucid in the dreams. These might have a spiritual purpose to them. For example, some years ago, I went through a series of recurring dreams where I was always in the presence of a being that I described as an angel. That's how this being seemed to present itself to me. It could have been a spirit guide, a teacher. It did not seem to be a human being. And the setting of the dreams was always some sort of what I would call an unearthly landscape, because none of the topography looked like anything that I had ever seen on Earth. Either in real life or in any photographs. And these were teaching dreams where I was getting telepathic instruction from this this being. And it seemed to pertain to my work in this life and also just to the development, the unfolding of my life's path. these dreams recurred for quite a few months, and then they came to an end. And my interpretation of them was that I was getting some sort of spiritual education in this form, which had to take place during the dreaming state because I was outside of ordinary space and time. And when the instruction was complete, those dreams stopped. I think that first we have to look at symbolism related to waking life, because dreams do speak to us about ordinary life, and then we need to look at them from a spiritual perspective. So, Chris, if I were you, I would take those dreams and I would say, okay, what do they have to tell me about things going on in my life? And going on then to another level, how might they be addressing something on a larger scale from a paranormal or spiritual perspective?
You know, I understand the it's kind of a conventional interpretation of reoccurring dreams, but these are different. They're like serialized. I almost pick up where I left off, and they're very positive. They, in a nutshell, basically, it's me teaching people how to fly. And the more this dream progresses over the months, you know, and I might have one every one of these dreams every couple of months or something. And this has been going on for a number of years. The dream seems to get more involved. There's more dramatic elements, but it's very positive in terms of what I'm doing and how I'm sharing this knowledge of how to fly with other people. Now, there is some sort of kind of nefarious element that's sort of lurking around in the background, but it doesn't seem very threatening at this point. It did initially, but it doesn't now. And this is really unusual for me because I normally don't have dreams of this kind, and a total color too, I should add, and completely lucid. I'm able to go wherever I want in the dream.
Okay, obviously, at the
it's very lucid, and I do have control, but only control within the particular, you know, sort of situational, you know, the situation that's going on in the dream. It's not like I can. I can only control myself within the dream parameters, let's say. I can't say, well, I think I'm going to go visit the Dalai Lama, boom, and then go there. If that's not part of what's going on, then it never seems to, you know, to enter my dream consciousness, you know, to do something totally non sequitur and out of the blue. But within the context of the dream, I'm able to make choices. I'm able to weigh options and that sort of thing, which I normally am not able to do that. So is this a good thing, or do I need some help?
Oh, absolutely. You're very fortunate, Chris. Lucid dreaming is considered to be a kind of a different frontier on dreaming. Some people lucid dream a lot, almost every night, and other people only have lucid dreams every now and then. And some people have the ability to sort of program lucid dreaming, like tell themselves before they go to sleep, I'd like to, you know, be in control of my dreams tonight, and for others it's much harder. But the research that's been done on lucid dreams has associated this particular state of dreaming with healing, creativity, and kind of an evolutionary direction for human dreaming consciousness, so to speak. And being able to control the dream seems to have a lot of creative and healing energy to it when you can direct the outcome, where you're going, and flying is a very common component of these dreams. It's associated, again, with creativity, with liberation, with being able to do extraordinary things. That is, maybe in these sorts of dreams, we're accessing a part of our potential that in waking consciousness we don't seem to access very often.
Let me ask you briefly here, Rosemary. Does this signify possibly a frustration with your ability to make things happen, that maybe you want to make a breakthrough in business and personal life, and you're hitting a roadblock, and maybe the dream is showing you a direction?
It's possible. You would have to look at it from a context situation, like what else is going on in waking life. Sometimes flying dreams relate to a desire to escape one's circumstances, and other times a flying dream can represent liberation, a new creative height. So a lot depends on what's going on in life and also the emotions of the dreamer in the dream and upon awakening. whether or not there's anxiety associated with the dream or an exhilaration, for example.
Yeah, well, mine are definitely exhilarating, and they started out with me being able to fly, but slowly, kind of not really, almost like a propeller plane in World War One. Now I can zip almost instantaneously anywhere I want to go, and I'm showing other people how to do it, which I find particularly exhilarating, I must say.
One thing that you might try, Chris, since you're able to direct the course and the outcome of the dreams, is before you go to sleep at night, ask for these lucid dreams and also to be given information in the dreams as to their purpose. Where are these dreams leading?
Now, when you say ask for the lucid dream, and forgive me, I'm a neophyte on such subjects.
It's like programming yourself, Gene.
Yeah, how do you program yourself?
Give yourself instructions.
You can actually program yourself to have certain kinds of dreams or to have your dreams give you specific information. This has been done since ancient times. And one of the easiest techniques is to do some meditation before you go to sleep with a specific question. Tonight I am going to dream the answer to this question, or tonight I would like a message pertaining to blank, blank. And oftentimes the dreaming mind will respond, and the information may come couched in symbols that you have to interpret. The message may be very clear in the dream. Sometimes the dream itself doesn't answer the question, but the answer is very clear to you when you awaken.
So you basically have a lot of details that you have to hopefully struggle and succeed in recalling. I want to ask you about some personal issues about this in a moment. We could hear some stuff about me that you may not want to hear. Not that weird. You'll see what I'm talking about. Rosemary Ellen Guiley joining us. We're talking about dream interpretation with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, Separating Signal from Noise. To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt. Hey, neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So neighbors, if you have a comment or a question about the Paracast, you know where to send it. news@theparacast.com. Once again, that's news@theparacast.com. We promise to read each and every message, Chris and I, and we'll try to answer most of them. And by the way, if you do want to join our team, you have a background in sales, especially online sales, and broadcast experience as a salesperson is a must. Do write us, news@theparacast.com. Once again, that's news@theparacast.com. I don't talk about myself very much on the show because I like to focus on what other people do. I'm Gene Steinberg with Chris O'Brien. We're talking to Rosemary Ellen Guiley. You've got a book out there about dream interpretation. And one thing I see, for example, is I tend to be wary of heights. So I tend to have dreams sometimes trying to drive on a road that goes up a mountain, which is not very pleasant. So is that just confirming what I already know about myself?
Our dreams always give us information that is helpful to us in new ways. You can consider them a mirror of truth, reflecting back to us our honest feelings, usually about how we think we're doing in life. Car dreams are very common, and they often represent the ego or the self. You know, it's like the vehicle you drive around life in. So cars that are new and shiny or old and dilapidated might say something about something going on in life or some attitudes we have, whether or not we get lost, we're on a crooked road, a straight road, going fast, going slow, in the driver's seat, the passenger seat. All of these things are very valuable symbols. So going up a mountain is like conquering something. The mountain is a symbol of spiritual heights, also intellectual heights. It can represent withdrawal from the world. It can represent the conquest, like climbing Mount Everest. So the dream might have a lot to say about a situation in life or a path in life.
All right. So, for example, I'm trying to climb the mountain with my motor vehicle, whatever it might be. I'm trying to achieve something I haven't achieved yet.
And what kind of road are you on? Is it full of obstacles? Is it a dirt road, deep and difficult to drive, or are you kind of sailing along?
Well, it's kind of a road that's steep, such as the road that takes you to around a mountain. So if I'm traveling, for example, from Phoenix, Arizona to Flagstaff, and I drive around these mountains, which kind of irritates me, to be frank about it. It's that kind of
thing. Well, right by my house.
Right. Just trying to drive by Chris's house would be more than sufficient.
In dream work, What we do is we look at every component of a dream and relate it back to the self. The fundamental of modern dream work is that everything in a dream represents something about you, even inanimate objects and landscape features. So the mountain says something about the self. The road says something about the self. And you do a lot of free association, and the intuition will tell you when you've made a hit. This is why the dreamer is the only person who can truly interpret a dream, but sometimes the suggestions of others will spark a new line of thinking. So if that were my dream about going up the mountain, first I would look at my emotions in the dream. Am I frustrated? Am I having a good time? What does the mountain represent to me? Does it represent a situation, a project, a problem, a relationship, or something bigger, like where am I headed in my life? Am I really going in the right direction? I want to go up. I want to reach the heights, but how am I getting there? I would look at the road and the obstacles in it. I would look at the vehicle itself and how I feel about the vehicle. And do I feel like I'm going somewhere, or in the dream, am I wondering where I'm going? And all of those threads of association will address the dream from different perspectives that help the dreamer sort out what the fundamental message is of the dream.
So in order to interpret your dream, you've really got to do a little studying on what the things might mean.
It does require a little bit of work, but you know, it's easy to do, it's easy to learn, and the more you do it, the easier it gets. And the dreaming consciousness will then begin to communicate even in more vivid ways. It's like once we start honoring the dream starts speaking back to us in bolder ways. So it's important to write dreams down because they're very easy to forget. And to keep a log and spend some time at it. You don't need to spend, you know, hours and hours every day, you know, parsing through everything in a dream, but it's important to spend at least a little bit of time trying to figure out specifically what a dream is talking about. There are lots of techniques for analyzing the symbols to sort of unlock the energy of the dream, and once you start doing it a lot, then it becomes very easy. And a lot of times when you wake up, you pretty well know what the dream has had in store for you with a message.
Now, one thing about dreams is we have color dreams, we have black and white dreams. And at one time I read something where it said that women tend to dream in color more often than men. Is that true?
Yes, it is. Most people in general dream in color, but more women than men dream in color. And, you know, Chris mentioned a while ago that these unusual dreams, the lucid dreams, were in color, whereas he usually dreams in black and white. So sometimes that's an indication from the dreaming mind to pay more attention, because the dream is different in some way. For me, it's the reverse. I dream in color, but when I have an unusual dream, or what I call one of these big spiritual dreams, it's more often in black and white than in color.
So basically you're the reverse.
I am.
Okay.
But, you know, I think this can vary with individuals. Our dreaming mind has many ways to get our attention and tell us when something is more important than what would be considered to be ordinary dreaming.
Chris, let's talk about your dreams a bit more.
Well, one dream that if I had to pick the most amazing dream I've ever had happened back in 1989. I dreamt I was in just like an idyllic sort of suburban environment, and all the sounds that I heard were doing these two particular notes, and car horns, doorbells, birds, children playing. All were seemed to be based on this one note interval between two notes, and it was very, very hypnotic and magical. And I kind of got back into a sort of a waking state, a hypnagogic state, I think is the word. And I remember thinking, man, I wish I could record this. And I fell back asleep, and I kind of went into the same dream, but it didn't last very long. And when I woke up the next morning, I happened to look down at my, you know, I keep a little notepad by my bedside, and I had written out complete recording instructions on how to record the soundtrack of my dream. So I called in sick to work and sat there half the day recording this piece, which I still have, and I hold it very dear to my my musical heart, because it's actually been used to help coma patients, and I've done some healing work with it actually inadvertently through other people's efforts. And so if I had to pick my most memorable dream, it was the one where I actually wrote instructions on how to record the soundtrack to the dream. Believe it or not.
So you wrote a dream about a dream?
No, I recorded the soundtrack to the dream and did a 12-minute loop. And it was used by some health practitioners, a nurse, and some healers to help bring people out of coma. And
wow.
I programmed positive affirmations, you know, it's a beautiful world, you know, I'm missing so much, my family misses me. And we would put these at a subliminal level in the recording, and then with the soundtrack of the dream. It actually was successful the first time we tried it. It wasn't my idea to try it and, you know, and use it in this manner, but it was used like that, and it's been used several other times to varying degrees of success. But the first time it was used, a little six-year-old girl was brought out of coma after 6 months being in coma. They were ready to pull the plug on her, and they had 24 hours to, you know, just bring her out, or they were going to, you know, take life support off her, and she woke up, and so I was quite amazed at that, and it's a piece that I hold very dear to my musical repertoire of recordings.
Maybe something that you'd post on their forums.
It's simple. It's based on two notes, so but it's the most elementary interval. I think it's found in all cultures. It's these notes. I think that particular interval is found in all cultures. It's like, you know, Rover, come here. It's like mothers calling their kids, doorbells. I mean, you hear that particular interval. I think it's a fourth to a first, I think, is the interval.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.